Another busy night out at the Velodrome tonight. It's been controversial out there. It's been dynamic. It's been spectacular. And I'm pleased to say that the great Anna Mears is on the line, courtesy of Channel 7, doing a wonderful job. Hi, Anna.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. Hey, how are you doing? Because this is the first time since 2004 that we haven't heard the call of Anna Mears out onto the Velodrome. 17 years, buddy.
I know, it's insane. And when you think of multi-sport competition, it's actually nearly 20 because my first games was Manchester Com Games in 02. So, look, I'm absolutely a nervous wreck. I feel like I would have recovered better had I been out there racing than sitting here calling and commentating. I'm still emotionally invested. I'm 7.5 months pregnant. It's just full on. I would just, whatever's happening out at the Izzy Velodrome, I just wanted to stop. Just stop.
Honestly, you are a machine. You're just incredible with the energy that you bring and the insights that you bring. And Scott alongside you as well. The calling's just been absolutely fantastic from the whole moment that this Olympics started. And I actually want to take you to that moment too, because you carried the flag in 2016, and then we saw Kate and Patty carry the flag out here under completely different circumstances. When these games got underway without crowds a year late, how are you viewing it?
Well, I think for me, like so many people, just the doubt as to whether it was actually going to happen. And Ian Thorpe summed it up really well when he said that, you know, the games had to be delayed because they unite people and they bring people together. And unfortunately, with COVID circumstances, you just can't do that. But so many people globally have been impacted in such a negative way. So many Australians are in lockdown. And the relief, the inspiration, the distraction that these games have brought so many people is what the world needed.
Yeah, I think you're right too. And I think the way that the Australian team has reacted is a reflection of that. I mean, you've been part of so many Australian teams, both within your sport and at Olympic and obviously World Championship level. Do you get the sense from what you're seeing and what you're hearing and reading and the insights from Tokyo that this is a very united, very, very cohesive Australian team across all sports?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, they've done Australia really, really proud with how they've conducted themselves. Perhaps that's really contributing to the overall team success. I mean, we're sitting fourth on the overall medal tally, which is just phenomenal. And it's not all about the result, which is what I'm really finding great about these games, because we know the challenges that so many people have been through. Just being there is an achievement, and we're so proud of the fact that they're still out there fighting and representing us. So, yeah, it's a whole different ball game now.
There are about a million events tonight at the Velodrome, so you're going to be busy. our focus.
Yeah, the carnage has been insane already, and the Kieran Racing hasn't even started, and that's where the carnage generally is. So.
Well, let's start there. Let's start at the Kieran first round, because K-Mac, Carly McCulloch is going to be out there. You guys won bronze together in 2012 as part of the team sprint. So give me an insight into what type of competitor we're talking about. 33 years of age, she's as tough as all get out, and she goes into this lottery that is the Kieran.
There is no one that I know who dots the I's and crosses the T's more than Carly McCulloch. There is no one that will do more to get herself the best opportunity to have success than Carly McCulloch. But she finds herself in an event where she has very, very little control, and there are five other women, you know, really trying to just mess up her race plan. So she has had one of the most tumultuous lead-ins to the Olympic Games as well. Her teammate Steph Morton, who they were world champions and the team sprint silver medalists as well, retired. That went her best chance at a medal. And then there was selection issues because they chose the selection through the team sprint, which means she had the risk of losing her ability to ride the individual events. So her emotional roller coaster has just been up and down. Look, I think if Carly can stay calm tonight and execute her race plan, she is opting for a very risky race plan. But if it comes off, she'll be rewarded handsomely. If it doesn't, it will just add to the drama of the velodrome.
And seriously, what is going on with the McCulloch family? I mean, Jack was a younger brother. He won a gold in the Madison about 9 years ago. Sister Abby's played professional. Now, even her partner represented Australia in the diving in Rio. I mean, this is just sporting pedigree left, right and centre. She's one of those athletes, isn't she? Drives you nuts.
Yeah, absolutely. But she's also one of those athletes that you want all good for, because she does have to work so hard for the rewards that she gets. And, you know, she was in an extremely difficult position in Rio where she was the reserve, and she went to the games and had to watch from the sidelines. And now that's extremely difficult because you have to continue to train and prepare as though you're going to race on race day. But you stop training the day before competition and then watch the rest of it carry on. So, look, she has incredible pedigree around her, that's for sure. She has incredible understanding of the people, of what she goes through. And, look, she'll have a big audience cheering for her tonight, myself included.
Men's sprint qualifying will kick us off for Australia. That is 4:30. So Matty Gleitzer and Nathan Hart in that one. Everybody's got a story, no matter which way you come through to your games. And Matty's,
I know.
Yeah, Matty's is a roller coaster as well. But talk about physical and mental toughness to pick yourself up from thyroid cancer and the surgery that he went through in 2019. And here he is again at his third games.
Yes, third games. And look, he's had one of the best, but also one of the worst lead-ins to an Olympic Games that I think, you know, an athlete possibly could have. 2017, he was the first man to ride under a minute for the kilometre at sea level, which was just a phenomenal achievement. 2017, in the latter part of the year, he lost his coach, Gary West, to motor neurone disease. 2018, he wins his maiden world championship in the sprint. Now, that hasn't happened for a male sprinter in Australia in 16 years. 2019, he's diagnosed with thyroid cancer. He goes through treatment and recovery. He gets selected for the 2020 world championships. He gets injured, tears his calf. And as a result of all of that, he hasn't raced for 2 years. Now, last night, he was absolutely decimated physically and mentally and emotionally because our Australian men's team sprint team finished for the fifth Olympic Games in a row, fourth. He has been fourth four times at the Olympic Games, and I would just love to see him come home with something on this occasion.
And wouldn't we love to see the men's team pursuit come out with a medal after all the dramas that they've had? I haven't seen Alex Porter in the last 24 hours, but I bet he's starting to scab up pretty badly after that.
Yeah, and the hard thing for him, he said, is because they have to wear the mask. He's got no skin on his nose. So despite the fact that he's got deep cuts on both sides of his groin from, you know, the body dragging over the head stem where the handlebars broke, plus his face planted and he's lost a lot of skin. He's got quite severe burns on his arms, his face, his knees. He's actually in really good spirits. And if this Australian team's pursuit squad can pull off a bronze medal tonight, it's not going to be an easy task. New Zealand are in phenomenal form, and it was just unfortunate with where so much of a controversy happened in the team pursuit that they found themselves up against the fastest qualifiers in round one. They are the second fastest team by 0.09 of a second, but they will race for bronze. Look, home and away, I swear the producers should call me and just call for their drama script writer back, because I've never seen this at an Olympic Games for track cycling before.
Just a quick one before I let you go. Tape or no tape for the Danish team? Good, or is it?
No tape.
No tape.
No tape. Look, that's the controversy. They lined up in the qualifying. I'm hearing that they were told it was illegal. They were allowed to ride anyway. They qualified fastest. Then they were allowed to continue without the tape through the competition. So if they have been in breach of a regulation, they should have been disqualified and removed from competition, which would have put Australia back into contention for gold and silver. So it just, yeah, the drama is just phenomenal. Look, I'm going to sleep my 2 weeks in isolation when I get home after this, because I am emotionally burnt.
Not to mention 7 months pregnant.
Yeah.
Good on you, Anne. Great to catch up. You're doing a sterling job. It's so good to hear on the commentary. It's going to be another dramatic night out there at the Velodrome. So keep up the good work, and we'll catch up soon yet again. Really appreciate your time.
Pleasure. Thanks so much.
This year's Anamir. So, yeah, we've got action left, right and centre. Jump online and take a look at the program from the cycling or for the cycling this afternoon and into the evening. It is just rat-a-tat-tat. Doesn't stop. Starts at 4:30 and then continues bang on all the way until about 8 o'clock. And in terms of the finals that we'll see out of all that, there'll just be the two medal races, the men's team pursuit finals bronze medal race featuring Australia, and then the men's team pursuit gold medal race between Italy and Denmark. What an out and out legend we've just had on the line. Two-time Olympic champion, 11-time world champion, 5-time Commonwealth Games champion. She is one of the absolute best. This is Tokyo 2020 live on SEN.